It is GQDN for Thursday, April 27th, 2023. In today's news, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. We got some news, including some announcements for Xbox games and PlayStation Plus. And a little Jedi Star Wars Survivor release date and global launch time. But today, we have more fallout from yesterday's decision from the CWA. We begin with Destructoid.com. And as what we said yesterday, Activision Blizzard and Xbox will appeal this decision. In fact, what Activision Blizzard did say in a quote, "Global innovators, large and small, will take note that despite all its rhetoric, the UK is clearly closed for business." So they didn't like the idea, obviously. But there are still plans that the deal could push through. Because according to the CWA, it was all about cloud gaming. Now, how do we know this? Well, according to GameSpot.com, Bobby Kotick, and I'm going to quote him here, did talk about cloud gaming. So here's what he said, quote, "Cloud gaming is an inconsequential part of the business. It is my view that over the course of the next decade, what you're going to see is phones having greater power, greater capability, better graphics, faster ability to broadcast to a large screen. The idea that you need processing in a cloud and that would somehow be more efficient than the local processing capability that exists on phones or other dedicated devices like computers, it actually is almost the opposite of the conclusion that the CMA reached. Their brief was that somehow cloud gaming was going to be the biggest growth area in the industry." In fact, they had a further quote saying, "Microsoft really went out on a limb to provide remedies that would ensure that anyone that had an aspiration to participate in cloud gaming would be able to do so." With all of that, the first quarter has ended for Activision Blizzard, and they have their financial report. So here's Bobby Kotick again. Quote, "In our 33rd year, Activision Blizzard is performing exceptionally well. Every one of our key intellectual properties continues to grow year over year, with Call of Duty once again a key driver of growth. Mobile net bookings grew double digits, including another record quarter for King. Pre-sales for Diablo 4 are strong, and none of this world would be possible without our people, who deliver excellence for our players every single day. We remain confident that our deal with Microsoft benefits competition, consumers, and job creation in markets around the world, especially in the UK. The CMA's report today does not reflect these realities, and we work aggressively with Microsoft to reverse it on appeal," which is what he had to say to the investor. But net bookings, and this is in the billions of dollars, I believe, did increase from last year by 25%, and the in-game net bookings are up 27%. And that's from third quarter to third quarter, and I should say in million. And that goes with the GAAP net revenues went down a little bit, but the overall numbers for Activision, March was at about 2 million. That's year over year, but from December, it went down about 13 million. Blizzard went down about 18 million, and King was the only one that went up by 10 million. So we'll discuss more about this Saturday, definitely. Now, there was a lot of talk within this little report about Diablo 4, but if you're looking to have a mount, according to Kotaku, you're not going to get one, well, in the early game, and as something that we as beta players know. So, Blizzard did indeed talk about this, and they did talk to Kotaku. So here's what Blizzard said, quote, "While we want our players to be able to get where to they want to go, there are so many meaningful encounters to experience, from local events to strongholds to dungeons, that we don't want to miss." We'll see. Now it's time to switch gears, or better yet, switch galaxies. because DualChakras.com did say that Star Wars Jedi now has a release date and a global launch time that is confirmed. So here's what Star Wars did say up on Twitter at EA Star Wars. It is time to prepare for Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Make sure to check out preloading information, global launch times, and PC requirements below. And I did give a link to the official questions and pre-order line. And it did say, as what DualChakras does know, that Jedi Survivor will be released on current consoles, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and X, and PC. And that'll be on Friday, April 28th at 12 a.m. Oh yes, early morning, Eastern Time. That's 5 a.m. BST and 6 a.m. CEST. So there you go. Early morning, y'all. So, if you do pre-order, you will get the Star Wars Jedi Survivor Deluxe Edition. Because what's in that is the Hermit Cosmetic, the Hermit Lightsaber Set, and the Combustion Blaster Set. The Deluxe Edition will have, well, you got the Star Wars Jedi game, the pre-order exclusive cosmetic pack, Scoundrel Cosmetic, Rugged BD-1 Cosmetic, DL-44 Blaster Set, Rebel Hero Cosmetic, BD Astro BD-1 Cosmetic, and Rebel Hero Lightsaber Set. So I hope you're excited. I got some excitement for it. Now we go to Eurogamer, because they said that a designer has started a new NetEase studio. So Paul Ehrlich went to NetEase and started a new studio called Anchor Point. And he'll be focusing on building, quote, action-adventure experiences that take risks and journey deep into uncharted territory. So, sounds very interesting, I think. But we shall see what happens there. But will it be on PlayStation VR 2? Well, GameSpot did say that PlayStation VR 2 will be at the major retailer. In fact, if you look up on Twitter, at PlayStation, they did say, quote, PlayStation VR 2 will soon be in stock with local retailers, and in addition to following the link, check your local retailer for availability. In fact, one of the critics, Timura Harrison, did say, quote, the PSVR is undoubtedly a major step forward in PlayStation's virtual reality ambitions and one of the best headsets on the market in the ever-shifting landscape of virtual reality. Its price and current value proposition leave it in an awkward position once again. I hope that Sony and its partners start thinking outside the box a bit more when it comes to games and commit to supporting the platform in a meaningful way. The excellent hardware deserves much. So we shall see what happens again there. But PlayStation also did say that, hey, look, we're gonna have games coming out on PlayStation Plus. So these games, well, via ggmania.com, are on both PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4. And that is Chivalry 2, Descenders, and Grid Legends. So yeah, go check them out. But Xbox could not be denied. IGN did say that via the Xbox Wire, there are two games that will be available to anyone with Xbox Live Gold or Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. And that'll be Star Wars Episode 1 Racer and HOA. HOA is a puzzle platformer. And Star Wars 1 is a pod racer. Oh, the Star Wars. We do like Star Wars. And I think everybody, well, me and Golvin like Star Wars. As long as the stories are good. By the way, we are all part of Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Let's see if there's more fallout from the CWA decision again tomorrow. If not, we'll find more news right here on the Group Quest podcast feed. So, until then, I bid you goodbye and go play some games, people.